Clare FM's Morning Focus.
Brought to you by Shannon Heritage. Our King John's Castle Visitor Centre brings to life over 800 years of local history. Shannon Heritage, bringing our history closer to you.
I want to move on now, though, and hear a little bit more about concerns that have arisen for the future of a traveller support scheme here in County Clare. This is the primary healthcare programme for travellers that's been working to improve the health and life expectancy of travellers in this county. It has now been suspended, however, with the loss of 9 jobs. The suspension is the result of the closure of the project's host, the Ennis Community Development Project. The CDP is to wind up at the end of June and thus far has been unsuccessful in efforts to transfer responsibility for the programme for travellers. The situation's prompted fear over the impact on the travelling community of the withdrawal of another resource, as well as concerns for the staff who've been made redundant. SIPTU is representing those workers. It's also involved in the ongoing efforts to find another host to keep the project going. Community sector organiser with SIPTU, Eddie Mullins, is on the line. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, Gavin.
And thank you very much for joining us this morning. So, what has happened thus far that's brought us to this point?
I suppose the 9 staff that have 5 to 10 year service were effectively made redundant last week without redundancy payments, without annual leave entitlements, without notice payments. And that's quite concerning. I'm aware that there was efforts made to get the programme transferred. I'm aware that Clare Local Development Company considered taking on the programme, but because there was a collective agreement, they didn't take on the programme.
I haven't been in a position to confirm that one independently myself, but in terms of the impact on staff, as you've outlined, it's been very serious for them. Did this come out of the blue?
It didn't come out of the blue. There was talks of a transfer with the last 6-7 months, maybe seven. I think it was November last year. There was talk of a transfer of undertakings in the that first came about.
Are there efforts? Just to explain to people, the program that we're talking about, the primary healthcare program for travellers, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it's effectively administered, or heretofore rather, has been administered by the Community Development Project, and because they're being wound up, another group needs to take that role.
Yes, they would have been the host. It's HSE funded, and the Clare CDP, the NSCDP, they were the host for the last number of years.
Okay, and the CDP are closing at the end of the month, we've been told, by representative of the group.
Yes.
And they've also told us, just to let our listeners know, that a number of other projects that they've been running have been successfully transferred to other agencies, and that the CDP is urging the HSE to keep this particular programme going this morning. The meeting's ongoing with regards to that particular one. And I understand that hope may not be lost, that there are still efforts going, Eddie, to try and get this programme over to another agency. Is that correct?
Yes, I did speak with Councillor Seamus Ryan last week, and I know that he's making great efforts in relation to that, to try and get another host to take over the programme.
And are you optimistic they'll be successful?
I would hope so. I think the programme is too important to lose, and I think that it's imperative, really, that the programme is retained. I mean, there are services in Ennis, Clare Castle, Ennis Simon, Lahinch, Shannon, Six Mile Bridge for the travelling community, and it would be a disaster, really, if that service was lost at this point in time.
Do you know, are many people availing of those services? I mean, you talked about 9 staff. That suggests that up until now there's been some considerable demand for it, anyway, to keep all those people working.
I couldn't give you figures on that, Gavin. I don't know that,
sure,
to be honest with you. But obviously with 9 staff and in those various locations and surrounding areas, you are talking about a big community of people, I would think.
And you have been, I know, liaising obviously with the staff, and while obviously and rightfully they're concerned about their own positions and the impact of this on themselves, I'm sure they've been expressing concern or stressing the importance of that programme, as you've just done as well.
Absolutely. I think they are very disturbed by the whole thing and the way that this has come about as such. They obviously feel that this is a loss of a great service to the travelling community. you know, and it's something that they have, with the HSE and with NSCDP over the last number of years, have developed and is working very, very well.
And they're obviously concerned about their own financial incomes too, as you've been outlining.
Obviously, that is a major concern for them. They haven't got their redundancy. They haven't been given their annual leave entitlements. They haven't got their notice payments, you know, and all of these things are their legal entitlements that they haven't got.
Will you be pursuing the HSE for that money?
The HSE aren't the employer, effectively. So, you know, the fact that, that NSCDP mightn't be in a financial way to secure those payments, we may have to take them through the procedures through the Social Insurance Fund.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens on that one. We did invite, just to let our listeners know, a representative of the NSCDP to talk with us this morning, unavailable today, but hopefully we'll be able to talk to us before the end of the week on this particular one. Where are you now then with regards to representing the staff on this one, Eddie, or how would you assess the situation in terms of getting this programme back up and running?
I think an awful lot will be known this week. As I said earlier, I have been in contact with Councillor Seamus Ryan, and I know that he is pursuing matters to try and get another host. I'm not obviously in a position to nominate any host at this point in time, but we will certainly hope that something can come about in this week coming.
It sounds like you have somebody in mind, or an organisation in mind, or that maybe contact has already been made with them. Even, I know you don't want to say too much, but it sounds like you're on a path towards what you hope will be a successful resolution.
I would hope so. As I said earlier, I think this service is too important to lose to the travelling community in Clare. Okay. And I think if we can get a host to look after the scheme, then you know, and a continuation of that program, that would be the ideal scenario.
And do you know if that is to happen, as you hope, how long might we be talking until the scheme were to get back up and running, or would there be much of an interruption of service?
I don't think that there should be that much of an interruption of service. Really, it is getting the host in place and ensuring that the funding is continued from the HSE for that. But, you know, if you have the principal actors, the workers, they're ready to give the service. You have the coordinator. So you have all of that, those assets in place as such. Really, it's just ensuring that you get a host to look after it.
Okay, but obviously you're optimistic, you're hopeful, and fingers crossed for everybody concerned that turns out to be the case. If it doesn't happen, though, finally, if there is a hiccup, a loss for the workers, a loss for the travelling community.
I think it's a major loss for the travelling community. It is definitely, it's a great loss to the workers, and I think they've proved themselves over the last 8 or 9 years that they have provided this service. But I think to the community in general, it would be a tremendous loss.
Okay. We'll see what happens. We'll keep abreast of this one. For now, Eddie Mullins, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Kevin.
All the very best. It's Eddie Mullins there. He's a community sector organiser with SIP2. We will return to this one, we hope, later in the week. We'll be endeavouring to speak with somebody from the Ennis Community Development Project. Back with more in a moment.
Clare FM's Morning Focus with Gavin Grace.